Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tim Tebow can't play. There is no way around it. Tim Tebow in Denver had a great defense and handed the football off 40 times a game. He happened to make a big-time throw that beat a blitz in a playoff game against Pittsburgh, and they won. Tim Tebow can't play. The point is the reaction to it. Now, immediately when it happened, earth stopped. Everybody had something to say about Tebow. The coverage all started. So here's my question. And it's really simple. If you're so tired of hearing about Tim Tebow, if you don't want to read about Tebow, you don't want to watch Tebow, then why does ESPN continue to do it? The answer is because enough of you watch. Because it is like a car accident.
There's Talk Host Mike Valenti, who says he just doesn't get why there's so much coverage of Tim Tebow signing up with the New England Patriots. Sports talk, including what Tim Tebow has done, number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. This is our weekly overview for this week, ending on Friday the 14th of June, of what the hot hits are in the world of news talk radio. This is determined by the staff at Talkers.com. You can go on to Talkers any day of the week, any time of the day, and see what's going on with some of your favorite hosts, some of the issues of the day. This week, Tim Tebow is in the number 10 position. At number 9 on the countdown, the Colorado wildfire situation. Host Mike Brown and Kathy Walker here talking about the multiple fires and the unbelievable amount of acreage that has been destroyed.
What's the latest on these fires?
Well, the fire in the area of the Black Forest is just not getting any better. Still 0% containment, 360 homes lost, and a new evacuation order today for parts of the city of Colorado Springs. This is in an area bounded by North Gate on the north. On the south, it's Flying Horse Club Drive. On the west, it's Highway or Voyager Parkway, and on the east, Highway 83.
Okay.
Still huge backups on I-25 between, I would say, Greenland and the Air Force Academy because of the fire evacuation.
Yeah, but what I haven't heard, which I find interesting, so I'm not picking on you, I just find it interesting. I haven't heard this. There's usually in all these updates, there's information about where the fire's spreading, how fast it's spreading, movement, that sort of thing. Are we not getting those updates?
I am not getting those types of updates. I was even pretty shocked when, you know, I walked in the door at 9 o'clock in the morning and we had gone to 15,000 acres and 360 homes.
Right.
That was a giant
leap from yesterday. Right.
I don't know what to attribute that to, but Mr. Former FEMA guy, I will say this is the difference between Federal Fire Command people communicating with us and hearing from the local sheriff.
It probably is, because the sheriff's more prone to give out the information, and the Type 1 and the incident management teams are just into firefighting.
Right. I had one person call me today and go, how can they have 0% containment on this fire?
Oh, quite easily.
And I said,
quite easily
because of fire conditions, but also those types of words, control, containment, all come from the federal government system of managing fire.
Right, right.
You know, back in the day, the sheriff came out and said, you know, we're fighting this fire and we're holding the line on the south side. And that was how you got communicated to about a fire. Now we are very oriented to hearing percentage of containment, but all this stuff grew out of the federal firefighting system.
And the percentage of containment, I think, gives the wrong impression in too many people's minds. If they think of a fire boundary, whether it's a circle, whatever kind of shape you have imagined in your head, that somehow in that whole area that, you know, 80% is contained, or that's not how it works.
No. And in a fire that's involving this many structures, we have 360 homes gone, 79 homes that they can't even assess yet. With this many structures, plus we're talking about outbuildings and barns and sheds and all kinds of other things. It's not surprising to me that we're not hearing the word containment being used.
Coming up, the Whitey Bulger and George Zimmerman trials, plus the latest on Syria. That is what the focus has been over the past week on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. A Fishman digital clip-on guitar tuner for $10. Or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday because Dad is much better than average.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Hey, this is Walt Clyde Frazier with a message for every man listening right now. Are you making more bathroom trips than you used to? Are you waking up at night to go? If you said yes, I want you to take down a phone number. Because for a limited time, you can try free bottles of Super Beta Prostate. You heard right. You can try the most trusted supplement for prostate health free. Super Beta Prostate is my number one pick for men over 40 because it has ingredients shown to reduce bathroom trips and reduce waking at night to go. I like it because it's all natural and it works. If I didn't believe in Super Beta, I wouldn't be here telling you about it. Take it from Clyde. You have got to make this call.
Call for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. All you pay is a small shipping and handling charge. For details, just call 1-800-464-3419. Hurry. This free offer's for a limited time only. Just call 1-800-464-3419. That's 1-800-464-3419. Call 1-800-464-3419.
This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here. Happy to go through these from number 10 to number 1. And we're at number 8, actually. The Whitey Bulger trial in Boston. Host Rebecca Marshall and Steve Leader talked to CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen about the Bulger trial getting underway, or at least trying to find some roots by finding a jury.
Let's talk about the trial of infamous mobster Whitey Bulger. It's finally getting underway in Boston. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I think it's the trial not just of this century, but of last century. I mean, this is a guy, a legendary figure who first started spending time in jail in the 1950s. And now he's finally getting his day in court. He's accused of murder and mayhem, extortion and racketeering and all sorts of charges that you probably never even heard of. He was captured a couple of years ago, hiding out in California. He's been on the lam for decades. And finally, the feds now have their case against him.
Some interesting stuff that happened right up until the last minute here, including on Monday. Tell us kind of the last minute twists and turns in this before we get to the trial.
Well, I mean, the last minute twists and turns really haven't gone anywhere. You know, he's trying to say that his trial should be delayed. He's trying to get access to witnesses. It's a complicated case, right? Because if you've seen the movie The Departed with Jack Nicholson, you know that there are allegations here that the feds used him, used Bulger as an informant, even though they knew he had murdered people, even though they knew that he was continuing to commit crimes, so that they could have access to other mob figures. And of course, a part of this case, that's a part of what the defense is going to say, is that here's this old guy who was basically used by the feds. It's going to be very embarrassing on some levels for the FBI. So that's sort of the undercurrent to the prosecution's case, and it's why it took so long to get a jury. You know, a jury in Massachusetts for people who know exactly who James Whitey Bulger is and know exactly what his reputation has been for about 70 years.
The item at number 7, the Zimmerman-Martin trial. host Jane Foy and Rick Daniels talking here to correspondent Peter King about the jury selection process. So slow.
Talking about this jury selection for the Zimmerman trial.
Yeah, it's going to be a long, long, hard slog here, I think.
Just in the jury selection process, right?
Absolutely. It could take 2 to 3 weeks, according to the defense, and we have no reason to doubt that.
Wow. So yesterday, as I understand it, 100 chosen prospective jurors had to fill out a questionnaire, which is kind of like taking an SAT test or something, that takes a little more than an hour.
Right.
Now, what did they ask them? Whether they knew anything about the case?
Yeah, do you know what's on the questionnaire?
We don't know what's on the questionnaire, and we're not going to know what's on the questionnaire until after the jury is seated. That's by order of the court. But I think you can get an idea of the kinds of questions. They pretty much have to do with the kinds of things that have been asked that were asked in the open session. Mostly, the attorneys want to make sure that these jurors do not come into the courtroom with preconceived notions about this. That especially they don't come in with preconceived notions that would help the other side.
So while this is going on, the jurors had to fill out the questionnaire. Now they're going to be talked to. They actually, as this woman did, they can actually talk to the press?
No, I don't know where you got that idea.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea where you got that idea, but they don't talk to the press. We're not allowed to talk to jurors, prospective jurors, or otherwise. What you heard was in an open courtroom, and that was from a questioning of the either the prosecution or defense attorney.
Oh,
they don't talk to us, and neither should nor should they.
Item at number 6 this week, what's going on in Syria? Host Bob Davis with political analyst Andrew McCarthy. They talk about Senator McCain's continuing push for us, that is the U.S., to get involved in what's going on over in Syria. Does it become another Iraq? Does it become another Afghanistan?
What is McCain's fascination with aiding rebels, whether it's Libya or Syria?
Well, I don't want to pretend to be able to read McCain's mind. That's a sort of a scary place. But trying to give him the best of intentions, I think he is one of these people who believes that if we just plant Western notions of liberty in Islamic countries and exhibit to jihadists that we really don't have it in for them and that we can be their friend and helper, we will be able to create authentic democratic societies and turn our enemies into our friends. I think it's a fanciful theory. It'd be wonderful if it was true and that it worked, but it's when the rubber hits the road, it's a catastrophe.
How do you think Obama's appointments are going to... I know he's been supposedly considering this week, and reports keep saying that they're going to say something soon, so I would think that... I mean, the thing is, Susan Rice is an interventionist, and apparently so is McCain. Well, to me, they're birds of a feather.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's a lot of... I call the McCain faction of the Republican Party, which unfortunately seems to be the dominant faction for purposes of foreign policy, a progressive faction. I don't think they're at all conservative, and they're how much they care about American national security. You really have to peel back their rhetoric and look at exactly what they're doing, because they, on the one hand, they're always screaming about the need for strong defense, and on the other hand, they're always making strong defense necessary by empowering our enemies. So to me, it's kind of a crazy kilt way of going about security. But I think you're quite right. I don't think there's I think that Susan Rice is a movement leftist, and McCain is a progressive internationalist. They probably differ maybe widely on a variety of issues, but on this one particular about the American intervention on behalf of what often turn out to be America's enemies, or at least forces hostile to America, I don't think there's a lot of sunlight between them.
Up next, transplants and Plan B. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
But happy to have you here and a welcome back. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 5 on the countdown this week, the lung transplant case of that 10-year-old girl. Host Dick Morris here with Congressman Lou Barletta of Pennsylvania about his, that is Barletta's, involvement in helping this 10-year-old girl get on the adult donor list.
Now, it's a kind of a reach to ask any 10-year-old with cystic fibrosis who needs a lung to get a U.S. District Court order and a congressman enlisted in her case. What can we do to make sure future Sarahs don't have to go through that?
Well, I think what Sarah's going through, and the fact that this has gotten the national attention that it did, is just an example and is shining a light on the fact that, you know, we cannot let bureaucrats here in Washington make decisions when it comes time for our medical decisions. And the law here that said that you have to be 12 or older is obviously has not kept up with modern medicine, where Sarah's doctor said that an adult lung can be modified, and Sarah just wanted not to go to the front of the line, just to get in line. Right. And the mortality rate, Dick, of children between the ages of 6 and 11 is incredible when it comes to cystic fibrosis, and this could be a new beginning for so many children. There's another little boy in the UOP, Javier Acosta, who's also now will get in line for the chance. So this could change the way children receive lungs.
Number 4 on the countdown, Plan B. Host Joel Riley talks to OBGYN Dr. Stuart Jones about how Jones feels the medical community looks at this morning after pill with no age restriction.
I know you're not a philosopher, and I know you're not an ethicist, so I don't want to delve into that world too hard. But I'm curious, has there been conversation in your department, I mean obstetrics, gynecology, doctors generally for this move, against this move, and whichever way, why is it? Why is it the doctors feel the way they do about it?
You know, it's there's not been a lot of conversation. However, myself, kind of a mixed picture, a mixed view on this. One, I think that how is the benefit? Well, a lot of these women or young ladies may not have access to their physicians or to a physician in that first 12 hours, and that's where it's most effective. You know, it's 92% effective in the first 12 hours, 82% in the first 72 hours, and 62% effective if taken within the first 120 hours.
Okay.
And so it allows them to get that pill in quicker and so thus be more effective. And it basically inhibits the ovulation in that first 12 hours, and that's how it main function of how it works. Second function is by basically inhibiting the sperm from fertilizing egg as well. These work better than those first 12 hours. Having said that, you know, I feel it's somewhat of an opportunity, missed opportunity to counsel these patients, and especially the patients that may be using this
in a routine fashion, you know, twice a month, three times a month, or every other month, and looking at a way that, you know, a better form of contraception than the way, less side effects and more effective to them. So it is a mixed picture for us physicians.
And that's the other thing as a follow-up to what you just said there. What are some of those side effects? I mean, if you're talking about someone who this now is their, I hesitate to say main form of, you know, avoiding pregnancy, but, you know, again, there's a possibility of that. What might that do to a young woman's body?
The main side effects are that of nausea. 18% of these women will have a significant amount of nausea. 4 to 5% will start vomiting, taking the medication. Causes a lot of irregular bleeding that first month or so. And so it'll throw the cycles off as well. In terms of safety, it really is a pretty safe form. There are not any significant serious complications that have been reported with it. And, you know, the interesting thing, as you say, about using this as a main form of contraception, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology did look at this, and they showed that having it available did not increase decrease utilization of condoms or other hormonal contraception in these women. For most people, it was a one-time thing or here-and-there thing and not using it, but it does worry if that were to be the case.
The Plan B pill policy, fourth most talked about topic of the week here on The Countdown. Let's recap now. Tim Tebow signing with the Patriots at number 10. Colorado wildfires, number 9. The Whitey Bulger trial in Boston, number 8. George Zimmerman trial in Florida, number 7. Number 6 is Syria. Child lung transplant case, number 5. Plan B pill policy, number 4. So, you'd probably like to know what numbers 3, 2, and 1 are, would you not? All right, so we'll have that for you. You have to stick around for a few moments here to this week's Talk Radio Countdown show.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. 409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
But
Attention preppers, think you've got everything?
Think again.
You need rescue tape, the ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. As we continue our pursuit of the top 10, this is a countdown show. You remember probably some of you listen to a lot of these countdown shows on the weekend aimed at various musical formats. Well, this does the same thing in the world of news talk issue-oriented radio. And we're at number 3 on the countdown, the continuing focus on the IRS. Here's host David Bowes talking to Todd Myers from the Washington Policy Center. They discuss the groups that were and were not targeted by the IRS.
Conservative groups being targeted specifically by the IRS. What about liberal groups? They were not targeted by the IRS, but what did they get away with?
I thought that the irony is that a lot of the groups that were targeted by the IRS were targeted and lectured that they were not to engage in any political activity. And, of course, Congressman McDermott was talking about the propriety of oversight and how important it was to make sure that, you know, the IRS made sure that these groups didn't do political activity. And yet we see in Washington State all the time environmental groups partnering with government to promote these agendas.
Right. And explain how that works, because McDermott was concerned. He was saying, well, you conservative groups, you don't want any oversight at all. All you want to do is get involved in politics. And that's not what the system set up for. And yet he doesn't seem to have that same passion toward liberal groups that are far more adept at getting government to do their bidding.
Well, just imagine for a minute if the Department of Health, Washington State Department of Health, worked with a pro-life group to talk about the importance of adoption, and ran campaigns and did, you know, public meetings and talking about the importance of adoption as an alternative to abortion, and the Department of Health did that. Well, you can imagine what the outcry would be.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the very thing that is happening in a number of places. So, for instance, Thurston County Solid Waste is running a campaign and doing town meetings against plastic bags, calling for a plastic bag ban. And when I asked them where they got the materials for these events, they said, oh, we got it from Environment Washington, which is a environmental 501c3. So government is out there taking, you know, materials from environmental groups and promoting it. And not only does that help those groups avoid problems with their 501c3 status, it keeps their budget down because government taxpayers will pay for it instead of the group.
Host Vicki McKenna with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, they talk about something new to be concerned about with the IRS. IRS agents apparently are being armed.
Here's the latest on the IRS. They're armed.
and they're coming to an Obamacare clinic near you.
They're armed with AR-15s. That's the latest from Congressman Duncan out of South Carolina. Training IRS agents with AR-15s and training them for tactical standoff missions. So
the scandal that concerns me the most, past the lies of Benghazi, and that's a different issue. The scandal that concerns me the most that needs to concern Americans is the IRS, probably the most feared civil agency in government, that is going to be in control of enforcement over Obamacare, 16,000 new agents. People ought to be really considering that and contacting their Democratic senators and members of Congress to repeal the law. But here, Vicki, as I've been watching all this coverage, and I understand everybody's concerns, trust me, I'm equally as concerned. What I would like to see is that Americans are equally concerned about all of the loss of our liberty, the awesome power of the federal government across the board. In other words, a government, for example, the IRS, that every year demands and gets detailed financial information on every American, and now we're finding out they're not exactly trustworthy holding that information. A federal government that can take 45% of your income, and then with what's left, if you just happen to die with an estate, will take another 40% of that. A federal government through Obamacare that will be able to tell you what doctor you can go to, what medical treatment that you are eligible for. That, the full weight and breadth of the power of the federal government is what I want Americans to be incredibly concerned about.
Well, with regard to the Obamacare, implementation of Obamacare, the audits of Obamacare, the collection of the taxes associated with Obamacare, the people who are doing that, besides the fact that they're trying to shut down political speech from conservative organizations, illegally releasing confidential information to conservative political organizations, enemies, audits on talk show hosts,
What I'm begging is conservatives to get up in arms and start screaming about the really, really, really significant infringements on our liberty.
But it's everything. It's Eric Holder lying before Congress twice.
I understand, but everybody gets upset about these, and I'm not minimizing these other scandals, but we're kind of like sheep to the slaughter. We are immune. We are in a coma because we're like a frog in a pot of water, and we're about ready to hit the boil, and we're pretty much clueless except, every now and again, here's one that gets our attention. We all get all whipped up into a lather over this particular scandal, but we should be whipped into a lather over the incredible encroachment into our lives that's been going on for decades.
That leads us up to number two, immigration legislation, and that'll be up next here as we continue to get right at it here on The Countdown.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Celebrate Dad Weekend Sale is this Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Gift Center Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. A Fishman digital clip-on guitar tuner for $10. Or a five-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday because Dad is much better than average.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children is a number one New York Times bestseller and first-time novel written by Ransom Riggs.
Well, the idea sort of came to me because I started to stumble across bins of old random photos at flea markets and swap meets and things, which they have many of here in California. And I would shuffle through these old photos and I would find photos that I thought were really beautiful and had just been abandoned. And I started to buy them for, you know, 25 cents or 50 cents a piece. And eventually I got a little collection and I wanted to invent stories about them. The question I get more than any other is there a sequel and when's it coming out? So the sequel to Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children is coming out in January 2014, and we'll explore the world a lot more, the peculiar world. We'll meet a lot more peculiar children. We'll see a lot more time loops. And there's a lot of action and danger and everything that made the first book what it was. So I'd like to read just a little bit from Miss Peregrine 2. We rode out through the harbor, past bobbing boats weeping rust from their seams, past silent juries of seabirds roosting atop the barnacled remains of sunken docks, past fishermen who lowered their nets to stare as we slipped by, uncertain whether we were real or imagined, a procession of waterborne ghosts, or ghosts soon to be.
Novelist Ransom Riggs. The sequel to the New York Times bestseller, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, is coming in January. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
On the Countdown Show, number two on this week's list, immigration legislation is beginning to get hot in Washington. Here's host Jimmy Barrett with Bob Dane from the Federation for Immigration Reform. Dane says the bill that's currently being debated is all about amnesty and has nothing to do with reforms.
So what do you think, Bob? Are they going to take it up or are they just going to kind of drop it like a hot potato?
No, it's being taken up, the Senate amnesty bill, now out of the Judiciary Committee, and continues its journey onto the Senate floor. And we will see debate on the Senate amnesty bill. And make no mistake, it is not immigration reform. It reforms nothing. It fixes nothing. Actually weakens existing enforcement. I think as we're just in the past few weeks or two, we're seeing support on the bill dwindling a little bit. We're seeing life in the Republicans, both in the Senate and on the receiving end in the House. I think the Republicans see a split happening in their own party over this immigration
bill. Absolutely.
They're not happy about the rush process, and it has been. And I think they're beginning to connect the dots that this is probably not in their party's best interest, and more importantly, let alone the public's best interest.
Bob, I don't mean to quibble on definition here, but when you get right down to it, isn't really amnesty when there's strings attached and fees attached, is it?
Provide an amnesty is that which forgives a law breaking. There are very few hurdles that an illegal alien has to go through. Look, there's the myth that they're going to have to pay back taxes, for example. That's just not true. The illegal alien, when they're applying for amnesty under this bill, would only be liable for the taxes at the time that they apply. Can you imagine our United States government, a bureaucracy that is already maxed out, trying to ferret out who owes what taxes times 12 million? It puts a staggering burden on an already maxed out bureaucracy, and that's just one audacious provision of the bill.
It is basically a 13-year path to citizenship, correct?
By the time we get through the Senate, they're quibbling on a lot of small points. The one thing that is not going to be up for debate is amnesty. What they will discuss is the path to citizenship. Will it be 10 years? Will it be 13 years? Are we going to have 80% operational control of the borders? Or are we going to have 100% operational control of the borders? So they're going to be detailing out through the debate and amendment process over the next 3 weeks what's in the bill. But amnesty, arguably the fundamental, most important part of the bill is the sacred cow, and both Republicans and Democrats won't touch that. Now, does this thing really stand much of a chance in the Senate? I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I think it's very numerically challenging. The Democrats have 54 members. Then you've got four Republicans on the gang of eight, so now you're at 58. You only need 60 votes to overcome a filibuster. It's going to be a very close vote.
Host Monica Jay and Ross Mitchell talking now about Ann Coulter's recent comments regarding the gang of eight's immigration bill and what she thinks of Republicans who support it.
If the GOP is this stupid, it deserves that. What could they have possibly have done to earn her wrath?
Well, she says Democrats terrify Hispanics into thinking they'll be lynched if they vote for Republicans, and then turn around and taunt Republicans for not winning a majority of the Hispanic vote.
I do agree with that.
This line of attack has real resonance with our stupidest Republicans, she says. Proposed Republican primary targets, Senators Kelly Ayotte, Jeff Flake, Lindsey Graham, and Marco Rubio, which explains why Republicans are devoting all their energy to slightly increasing their share of the Hispanic vote while alienating everyone else in America. And says it must be fun for liberals to manipulate Republicans into focusing on hopeless causes. Why don't Democrats waste their time trying to win the votes of gun owners? As journalist Steve Saylor recently pointed out, the Hispanic vote terrifying Republicans isn't that big. It actually declined in 2012. The Census Bureau finally released the real voter turnout numbers from the last election, and the Hispanic vote came in at only 8.4% of the electorate, not the 10% claimed by the pro-amnesty crowd. What part of illegal do you not understand? The sleeping giant of the last election wasn't Hispanics. It was elderly black women terrified of media claims that Republicans were trying to suppress the black vote and determined to keep the first African-American president in the White House. Contrary to everyone's expectations, 10% more blacks voted in 2012 compared to 2008, even beating white voters, the usual turnout champions. Eligible blacks turned out a rate of 66.2% compared to 64.1% of the eligible white voters, and only 48% of all eligible Hispanic voters went to the polls. We'll have a figure on how many ineligible did. No one saw this coming, which is probably why Gallup had Romney up by 5 points before Hurricane Sandy hit, and up by 1 point in its last pre-election poll after the hurricane. Only two groups voted in larger numbers in 2012 compared to 2008. Blacks aged 45 to 64, and those over the age of 65, mostly elderly women, black women. In raw numbers, nearly twice as many blacks voted as Hispanics, and nine times as many whites voted as Hispanics. So, naturally, Ann says the Republican Party's entire battle plan going forward is to win slightly more votes from 8.4% of the electorate by giving them something they don't want. As Byron York has shown, even if Mitt Romney had won 70% of the Hispanic vote, he still would have lost.
Yeah.
No Republican presidential candidate in at least 50 years has won even half of the Hispanic vote. So
I don't understand why the people in Washington, D.C. can't make laws and enforce them that are for the good of the U.S. citizens.
Here's what some talk radio callers had to say about the ongoing debates regarding immigration reform.
This actually makes me very happy that this legislation seems to be moving forward. I still have some degree of skepticism. I myself am an immigrant, and I went through the naturalization process in 2008. And I hope that, and I know for a fact that there are a lot of people out there who work very hard and they contribute to society. And they're in the shadows, but they want to, you know, they want to become legal and they want to make a difference. And, you know, they work just like you and I do.
These lawmakers in Washington who are being paid a salary from the American taxpayer are spending all of this money to try and justify the presence of illegal aliens in this country. That is totally ridiculous. There are too many domestic problems going on right now in this country that need to be solved. These people are not living up to the oath they took to defend the Constitution when they were sworn into office. Okay? They, in my opinion, some of them should resign. They're not doing their job to protect the rights of the American people. They're spending all this time trying to defend the rights of illegals.
I think I'd like to give all of my congressional representatives, and I use the term representative loosely, a dictionary definition of what is the term illegal. I don't understand why we have all this mumbo-jumbo over this immigration policy. I just think common sense says illegal is defined as someone who's not here legally, period. And that we need to all get together and decide. Let's take a national vote and decide what to do, because our representatives are not representing us, the American people, who foot the bills.
Most of the people that I talk to do not want this immigration bill. For one thing, it is just too expensive. They're talking about appropriating $100 million. This would be in the fiscal year of 2014, just to start this bill. And we're broke. Where are we going to get the money?
That leaves us with number one, the NSA. And that will be how we end this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back in here. Let's finish off with the usual emphasis on number one. That makes good sense. You start at 10, get to number one in this hour of the countdown. And it has to do with the NSA data collection program. This thing keeps getting hotter and hotter and hotter. Here's host Dave Gentry talking to Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois about the case being built against Edward Snowden over the information that he leaked about various NSA programs.
The whole Snowden situation, that American defense contractor who leaked information about classified U.S. surveillance programs, they're saying he's in Hong Kong at this point. Do you think he's going to be in hot water if he comes back to the U.S.?
Well, I think he will be. And, you know, try to step back for a second and take a look at this man, a high school dropout who couldn't complete his training in the Army. We don't know the circumstances there. And dropped out of community college, ends up with a job with a defense contractor, Booz Allen, which he reports paid him $200,000 a year to go through these metadata collections of phone records of people all across the United States and beyond, as far as I can tell. And he decides that he is going to step out and tell the press about this top-secret program. Now, to get this job, he had to swear an oath that he would never disclose this information. He steps out and discloses this information and then heads to Hong Kong, China. Hmm. This is the place he goes as a shelter for civil liberties in the world, for his right of free speech. He certainly will face prosecution at some point. He may be extradited. I'm not sure this was a noble Daniel Ellsberg moment, Pentagon Papers during the Vietnam War. It looks to me like a flight of fancy by a person who really should never have had this job.
Do you? Is there some sort of loophole in the extradition laws in Hong Kong? I thought I heard that this morning.
Well, he's counting on one, but I'm told there isn't one. I've never dealt with this before, never anything like it. But the fact is, he's going to one of the most authoritarian governments in the world, in China, and saying, protect me against the government of the United States who wants to come and punish me for having disclosed this information. So it is an interesting kind of defense on his part to head to Hong Kong.
Here's Talk Host Tommy Tucker with military analyst Jeff McCausland. They discuss what's at stake with the information that's been given out and maybe given to China.
This Edward Snowden thing is bothering me more and more as more details leak out. Now we find out that in addition to saying that the United States is keeping a record of phone calls made that people made and of internet activity, that, you know, we're hacking the Chinese, and to me, this is nothing more than went on back in the Cold War days where the Soviets spied on us and we spied on them.
Well, I think that's exactly right as far as the hacking goes. I mean, there's a commission report just released led by a former head of the National Intelligence, Admiral Blair, that says, you know, literally billions of dollars of U.S. industrial secrets are being lost through computer hacking. The vast majority of that, frankly, is going to the Chinese. So there's kind of a netherworld tit for tat that's going on in hacking the computer systems.
And it's not just peanut butter. These are commercial secrets that come to the construction, for example, of the stealth bomber or stealth fighter plane.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, it's estimated, you know, literally billions of dollars has lost the United States through computer hacking for industrial secrets. This translates, frankly, into loss of jobs, loss of revenue. This is an enormous problem, and it's frankly, it's a problem that's growing at an exponential rate and something that's got to be dealt with.
So when it comes to being a traitor and bordering on treason, it seems to me like Edward Snowden is getting pretty close here, and we don't know what other shoes are going to fall in terms of what he leaked to this newspaper and what he knew.
Well, that also seemed to be true to me. I mean, on the one hand, you know, many people think, well, this guy is a hero. But on the other hand, you know, he violated, as far as I'm concerned, a whole series of oaths he had to take when he accepted a high degree security clearance, even though he is a contractor. And so, and he's striking out this idea that he individually now has the authority, responsibility, frankly, and the intellect to make this decision on whether or not to release this information, which, by the way, again, he promised to safeguard and make it very public, which has endangered a lot of very valuable programs, as Keith Alexander, the head of the NSA, said yesterday, which have thwarted literally dozens of potential terrorist attacks across the United States.
So the NSA data collection program is the most talked about item this week on the Talk Radio Review. Let's go over them one more time just for emphasis. Tim Tebow at number 10, Colorado wildfires number 9, Whitey Bulger trial number 8, George Zimmerman trial number 7, Syria number 6, child lung transplant case number 5, Plan B pill policy number 4, the IRS scandal number 3, immigration legislation number 2, and the NSA is number 1 this week on the review of the hot hits. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is what it's called.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.